1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Donald Trump's runaway win in the South Carolina primary is no surprise, but Nikki Haley hopes to pick up votes in Michigan Tuesday and then 16 states and territories on Super Tuesday. Harvard University's Shannon Felton Spence.
There's nobody in America that doesn't know how they feel about Donald Trump, so he's not gaining votes. He can only potentially lose them.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu tells Face the Nation nothing will interfere with Israel's plan to eradicate Hamas from Gaza.
Unless we have total victory, we can't have peace. We can't leave Hamas in place. We can't leave a quarter of Hamas battalions in Rafah.
The Pentagon says U.S. and British fighter planes have hit 18 Houthi launch sites for attacks on ships in the Red Sea. The BBC's Simon Jones says the attacks have gotten expensive for shippers.
Because of the Houthi attacks, many major shipping firms have diverted around southern Africa. It takes 10 days longer and hugely increases costs.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. People with student loan debt have a chance to get their payments lowered or even have their balances forgiven altogether. But as Alex Gonzalez reports, people with older loans in particular will have to act quickly.
The U.S. Department of Education will be conducting a one-time payment count adjustment this coming summer. Cora Hume is an attorney with the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and says borrowers who have non-federally held loans must consolidate them into a direct consolidation loan with the Department of Education by April 30th to reap the potential benefits.
Older borrowers are less likely to hold direct loans, which would already benefit from this pay count adjustment. And then those that do own direct loans, they're less likely to participate in this IDR program that caps their monthly payments based on family size and income.
Hume says the Department of Education will give borrowers credit through its income-driven repayment program for repayment periods from July 1, 1994. 32% of older borrowers are struggling to pay their bills, which is why she encourages folks to call 1-800-433-3243 or visit studentaid.gov/loan-consolidation to find out if they're eligible for the significant adjustment. Hume says nationally there are 1.1 million older borrowers that are not in the direct loan program and hold an average debt of $29,500 in student debt.
The three loans that must be consolidated to receive this payment count adjustment is the commercially managed federally family education loans, the health and education assistance loans, and Perkins loans. Another loan that sort of is a quasi need for consolidation are Parent PLUS loans.
Hume says the upcoming deadline has the potential to change lives and suggests taking action sooner rather than later. I'm Alex Gonzalez. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
A big win for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After a rough start under new head coach Doc Rivers, the Bucks beat the Timberwolves in Minnesota, 112-107. Giannis with 33 points, Damian Lillard with 21, then went live after the game on ESPN.
A lot of scrutiny about Doc Rivers after the 3-7 start, but this is a very impressive win. From the inside, what has that transition been like?
On the inside, it's been good. I think we understand that. Having our third coach this season, including our interim coach, it's going to take some time, you know, to get adjusted and to kind of reestablish who we want to be and what we want to do on both sides of the ball. And when you're going through that type of transition midseason, you can run up against a team that's just flowing well. You can run up against a team that's just feeling good. A lot of things can happen, and, you know, we just haven't been on the winning side. But I think on the inside, we can feel the tide turning. Just got to do what we do and just keep pushing. That's it.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Our skies will eventually turn sunny. We'll have northwest winds, a bit breezy, with highs near the 50-degree mark. In the overnight, partly cloudy skies and upper 20s. Sunshine and breezy on Monday, with our afternoon highs in the upper 50s. It's 39 at our studios.
To everyone who believes in tradition, let our team member Caitlin share one that's been at the heart of Culver's since the beginning.
In Wisconsin, we love a good fish fry and bringing folks together over a fresh meal. It's why we still hand batter our North Atlanta cod and cook it crispy golden to order. Sharing our Wisconsin favorites with all of you, it's the best part of our day.
Come to Culver's and get a taste of our fish fry tradition.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
One day it's bone-chilling cold, the next the sun is shining. Hey, it's Wisconsin. Don't like the weather? Wait 10 minutes. It'll change. Sooner or later, the snow will go away. But right now, it's freezing cold. And all that cold weather can cause freeze-ups in your holding tank or septic pipe system. So be sure that you keep an eye out for trouble. And call Crockett Septic to help you if you encounter a jam. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. Crockett Septic, where the trucks smell like sweet cherry pie.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks, septics, pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky, nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whip. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Morning, everybody. It's the music of the star. The Civic Media Radio Network. I'm your host, Lou Regani. And away we go till high noon central.
To our reunion show, former presidential candidate Patrick Leighton Paulson.
I'm very excited to be here. 20-year reunion show with my close personal friends Tom and Dave Smothers. I'd like to talk about the challenges we face in this election year. As I travel this great land, I hear complaints about auto workers being laid off, cheap imports, steel mills closing, the garment industry dead, foreclosures of farms, the homeless, pollution, problems of the aged, the threat of AIDS, child abuse, Middle East, Nicaragua, etc., etc. I hear these rumblings of discontent everywhere I go, and you know what I think? I think America ought to just shut up. I'm sick of this bitching and moaning. So shut up, America. If you don't like what's going on, get off of your butts and find somebody to take care of these problems.
If I'm elected, my policy will be to love you forever, forever and ever. So cast your vote for me. If I'm elected, if I'm tax deduction for a start. Politically speaking, the office I'm seeking is to be the chief executive of your heart. I'll keep every promise, keep every promise, I swear by stars above. If I'm selected, here's what I pledge to you. A platform of kisses as Mr. and Mrs. with happiness in view. We'll live in a white house,
a happy and bright house,
with a tiny tax deduction for a start. Politically speaking, the office I'm seeking is to be the chief executive of your heart. Keep every promise, I swear by stars above. If I'm elected to be the one you love.
Eddie Fisher with Hugo Winterhalter. Perry Como.
Fellow cats, mess your gears. Won't you lend your politic ears? I have a burning message, listen, and I will quote.
Note!
I'll donate you a ham.
Spam!
A platter of fried frim-fram. And I'll give away a haircut with every vote.
One more vote!
I'm a hip candidate.
Great!
A square deal for every gate.
Great!
No waltzes by Brother Strauss. A cement mixer in every house.
Putty putty!
Vote for me, I'm the guy who can get you some shoe fly pie. At the racetrack I can give you the winning goat.
Won't you denote the dope?
Parlez-vous, entre-nous, that's French. Little of boots for two.
That's scent.
You dig me and I'll dig you, so I quote, vote.
Run some fun, son.
One more
one
vote.
One more vote. One more vote.
One more vote.
One more vote.
Stuff McDuff.
One more vote.
Lay it
one
on till we
vote.
Get enough.
One more vote.
When we win, I'll pitch a ball at the city hall.
Every hip cat.
Vote with zeal, Miss McNeil.
Vote with zeal.
We'll cook up a groovy deal. Get that feeling everybody is 8 foot tall.
Man, you're tall as a wall.
Hear my jive, man alive.
Drive.
Get on buzzing around the hive.
Jive.
A wanna will get you five. The squares are egging to take a dive. On the hop, blow your top. Bring me home with the re-bop-de-bop.
Mop!
Dig each hot rod souped-up hip cat that's in the know.
Joe, you show 'em a go.
Make 'em vote, drag 'em in.
Win!
Remember it ain't a sin.
Skin!
Somebody has got to win, so I quote.
So note this quote, remote, put on your coat, get out and vote, don't miss the boat, give up just one more vote.
And I quote.
Perry Como, here's Robert Ryan.
It gets lonely in the White House when your cares begin. And the White House is a big place to be lonely in. When you're all alone there staring into space, and you wish the man you ran against could be there in your place, it gets lonely in the White House when you've been attacked by the loyal opposition getting in the act. If you make the wrong decision when the final chips are down, the White House is the loneliest place in town. It gets lonely in the White House when you're sitting there and you have to do your thinking in a rocking chair. When some exercise would keep you feeling well, but a journey to the golf course and the country's gone to hell. When a bill to lower taxes must go on the shelf, and you'd really like to sign it to pay less yourself. When your speech is optimistic, but the stocks keep tumbling down, the White House is the loneliest place in town.
Harry Truman, his mom bore. He went to college for a year, then worked sporadically. He joined the war as a captain in the field artillery. In 11, Harry asked Bess to marry, but then she declined. It wasn't till 19 when they wed, his service changed her mind. With his party's help, he became a judge after failing at his store. Then they had one child, Mary, who appeared in 24. He liked politics, it paid well, so he ran for senator. He won and served two terms starting in 1934. He headed a committee to find military contract ways and save billions from what he found doubts about him were erased. Harry S. Truman, president number 33. His foreign goals achieved, but not those made domestically. FDR chose him for VP, his fourth term, history says. 82 days later, Roosevelt died, Harry became Prez. To save lives on both sides, the atom bombs he authorized. After the war to old Russia, his doctrine he utilized. His Marshall Plan helped rebuild Europe and NATO their defense. And used fear of communism to cover the expense. Harry served till 53, then to Missouri he returned. Wrote his memoirs, sometimes taught, shared his social concerns. At 88 on the day after Christmas, Harry died. It was 72, then 10 years later, Bess was at his side. Harry's legacy was his firmness against all perceived crimes. He helped to fight the growing threats during those dangerous times.
Here's some Madison talent, Dean Elliott and the Big Band.
Thank you.
Dean Elliott. Peggy Lee. Cole Porter.
It's the wrong time and the wrong place. Though your face is charming, it's the wrong face. It's not his face, but such a charming face that it's all right with me. It's the wrong song in the wrong style. Though your smile is lovely, it's the wrong smile. It's not his smile, but such a lovely smile that it's all right with me. You can't know how happy I am that we met. I'm strangely attracted to you. There's someone I'm trying so hard to forget. Don't you want to forget someone too? It's the wrong game with the wrong chips. Though your lips are tempting, they're the wrong lips. They're not his lips, but such tempting lips that if some night you're free, dear, it's all
Kavanaugh's band, and Lou Levy on piano, Frank Sinatra Jr. on the music of the stars, Civic Media Radio Network.
That face, that wonderful face, it shines, it glows all over the place, and how I love to watch it change expression. Each look becomes the prize of my possession. I love that face, it just isn't fair. You must forgive the way that I stare, but never will these eyes behold a sight that could replace that face. It's got my crazy heart in such a tangle. Simply wild from any angle. I love those eyes, those lips, that fabulous smile. She laughs and spring goes right out of style. And never will these eyes behold a sight that could replace that face, that face, that grace, your place, my place, that face. Pretty little face, that face just knocks me off my feet. Really sweet enough to eat. She looks looks like an angel looks. She cooks like an angel cooks. And my mind's in a kind of whirl. To my mind, she's my kind of girl. Pretty little face, that face just knocks me off of my feet. Pretty little feet, she's really sweet. Like an angel looks. She even cooks like an angel cooks. And my mind's in a kind of whirl. To my mind, she's my kind of girl.
Dinah Shore next up. On the Music of the Stars.
Faces, voices call for me. Faces, voices from the past.
Steve Lawrence. music of the stars on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I've grown accustomed to her face. She almost makes the day begin. I've grown accustomed to the tune. She whistles night and noon. Her smiles, her frowns, her ups, her downs are second nature to me now. Like breathing out and breathing in, I was serenely independent and content before we met. Surely I could always be that way again, and yet I've grown accustomed to her looks, accustomed to her voice, accustomed to her face. She's a woman, and so easy to forget. Rather like a habit, one can always break, and yet I've grown accustomed to the trace of something in the air. Accustomed.
From Gina De Gregorio.
Thank you.
idea of you. The longing here for you. You never know how slow moments go till I'm near to you. I see your face in every flower, your eyes and stars above. It's just the thought of you.
Classic, Tony Bennett. on the music of the stars. Francis Albert Sinatra.
In the hush of evening, as shadows steal across my lonely room, I think of you.
Preston.
If you want to play the minuet in G, think the minuet in G.
Now think, men. Think.
Minuet in G. And back to Bach in just a minute. We've got Spike Jonze doing some serious classic music. Here he is, the master of cacophony, Mr. Spike Jonze on television.
Review, we present the evolution of music. In the year 8000 BC, music sounded something like this. In 1789, along came Mozart, and music sounded like this. Then in 1907, along came W.C. Handy, and jazz was born. In 1935, the musical world was rocked by Benny Goodman, the King of Swing. And then in 1941, along came Spike Jonze.
The Swingle Singers. Ooh. Daniel Singers. Mel Torme of Chicago. Lionel Hampton.
Anybody left out there who doesn't think that the big bands are alive, well, and kicking, just better get the cotton out of your ears. The
big bands are here to stay, baby.
Excuse me, but would you guys mind if a young kid from Chicago took a try at these traps?
The one and only Gene Krupa!
Hey, Gene, these sticks are getting cold, baby. Blow, man.
Anybody know Sing, Sing, Sing?
Everybody knows Sing, Sing, Sing. Do it,
Gene. Lionel Hampton out of Sturtevant. Swing.
Swing, 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 swing. Everybody start to swing. La-di-da. Oh, now you're singing with a swing. Swing, 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 swing. Everybody start to swing.
Willie Smith, Benny Goodman, the United States Army Band. Stand by for news and another hour of stuff. Music of the Stars.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.